everyone. My name is Frank Driscoll, and welcome to Driscoll's Election Dissection, your election analysis for Across the Circus. I hope you all are doing well today, wherever you are. Today, we are discussing primary elections set to take place on Tuesday, August 6th. And on that day, not one, not two, not three, but four U.S. states will be holding primary elections. Those four states are Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, and Washington State. It also should be noted that this week, primaries are also taking place on Saturday, August 10th, in the state of Hawaii. Yes, they usually hold their primaries on a Saturday. However, we're only going to be talking about three states. We won't be talking about Kansas, and we won't be talking about Hawaii, as there aren't many battlegrounds going on there. So, three states to talk about, and we also have eight elections to talk about, so we're going to do a little rapid fire today. So let's not waste any time. Let's get right to it, and let's pack our bags and head to the Great Lakes state, the state of Michigan. First, we head to the Democratic side of things, and we head to Michigan's 13th congressional district. Now, the current incumbent for Michigan's 13th congressional district is Democrat Sri Tanadar, first elected back in 2022. And Representative Tanadar faces two major challengers in his re-election bid, those being former Southfield City Clerk Shakira Hawkins and Detroit City Councilwoman Mary Waters. But Michigan will have a lot to talk about come November, with a few toss-up seats as well as a Senate seat, which we'll also be talking about today in the GOP primary for U.S. Senate. Now, Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin seems to be the shoo-in for the Democratic side, but there is a bit of a primary battle on the Republican side. There are two major candidates in that race, and they are former Congressman Justin Amash and also former Congressman Mike Rogers. Now, Rogers seems to have the edge over Amash in polling, but it's gonna be a very close race come November. So with that, we head down to the Show Me State, the state of Missouri. First, on the Democratic side, we're going to be talking about the primary for Missouri's 1st congressional district. Now, the current representative for Missouri's 1st congressional district is Representative Cori Bush. She's a Democrat, was first elected in 2020, and defeated a longtime incumbent in the process. However, she has gained controversy on her views on the Israel-Hamas war, as well as other progressive issues, and with that, she faces a serious challenge from St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell. And Bell has been leading in every major poll since February, some by slim margins, some by big margins. So, it's gonna be a race to watch. Now, as we flip over to the Republican side, we'll be talking about the GOP primary for the governor's office. Now, the current governor of Missouri is Republican Mike Parson, and he is term limited this year and cannot run for re-election, making the seat open. And it's set to be a solid Republican seat from most analysts, so whoever wins the Republican primary will have a very good chance of winning in November. So with that, many of the state's elite have come out to fight. There are three major candidates in the primary. Those are Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, State Senator Bill Eagle, and Lieutenant Governor of Missouri Mike Kehoe. And the most recent poll from the Remington Research Group sponsored by Missouri Scout actually shows Ashcroft and Kehoe in a neck-and-neck even split, each with 29% of the vote. And there's no runoff system in Missouri. Whoever gets the most votes wins. So this should be a fun one. And from there, we go to Missouri's 3rd congressional district, their GOP primary. Now, the current representative for District 3 in Missouri is Republican Congressman Blaine Lutkemeyer. Now, he is retiring this year, making the seat open. And it's a solid Republican seat. There are two major candidates. Both of them just so happen to be ex-state senators, those being Bob Onder and Kurt Schaefer. And at the last poll from the Remington Research Group sponsored by the Onder campaign, Onder's leading by 20 points. But as we all know, the only poll that matters is the one on election day. So now we leave Missouri and we head to the Evergreen State, the state of Washington. Now, Washington has a number of elections this year, including a governor's race, as well as several House seats that are up for grabs or seen to be as battlegrounds. So you're saying, oh, so Washington will have the Republican and Democratic primaries, and that will decide who goes on to the election in November, right? Wrong. For those of you outside of Washington who don't know, Washington uses the same system as California, that being the top II primary. That means all candidates, regardless of partisan affiliation, appear on one single ballot, and a voter votes for one of them. And the two candidates with the most votes move on to the general election in November, which means that the two general election candidates could be from the same party, which has happened a few times before. So in that case, we'll start with the gubernatorial election in Washington State. And the current governor of Washington is Jay Inslee, who is currently serving his third term as governor. Washington does not have term limits. However, Jay Inslee has decided not to run for re-election, leaving the seat open. Now, there are 28 candidates on the ballot. You heard that right, 28 candidates. But there are four major candidates, two from each party. Those being, on the Republican side, former Richland School Board member Sammy Byrd, and former Congressman Dave Reichert. On the Democratic side, the two major candidates are Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson and State Senator Mark Mullen. Now, the most recent poll from Public Policy Polling, sponsored by the Northwest Progressive Institute, has Ferguson leading with 39% and Reichert right behind with 28%. Now, of course, this means that those two will likely move on to the election in November. But the higher edge one has in a primary like this could mean good for them come November. And now we're going to talk about two House seats. Now, both of these House seats are interesting. They're both solid Republican seats. And based on how the primary comes out, it could make an interesting race come November with the whole open primary system. So we'll go on to Washington's 4th congressional district. Now, the incumbent representative for Washington's 4th congressional district is Representative Dan Newhouse. He was first elected way back in 2014. However, Newhouse was one of the Republicans to vote to impeach then-President Donald Trump in 2021, one of only a handful of Republicans, and that has gotten him a lot of critiques from his right. And there are two major Republican candidates fighting to replace him, those being businessman Jared Sessler and motivational speaker Tiffany Smiley. So, which makes the possibility that since this is a solid Republican seat, Representative Newhouse could be facing one of those candidates, or, based on how the vote goes, those two candidates could be the top two, leaving Newhouse out. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens there. Then we head to, finally today, Washington's 5th congressional district. Now, the current representative for Washington's 5th congressional district is Republican Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers. She was first elected way back in 2004 and is choosing to retire this year. There are 10 candidates. However, there are four major candidates in terms of finance and endorsements, two Republicans and two Democrats. Those being on the Democratic side, physician Bernadine Bank and Spokane Democratic Chair Carmela Conroy. Meanwhile, there are two major candidates who are Republicans, those being Spokane County Treasurer Michael Baumgartner and State House Minority Floor Leader Jacqueline Maycumber. Now, as mentioned, this is a solid Republican seat. But what makes this race interesting is that with two major Democrats and two major Republicans that could possibly split the vote, there is a possibility that the two Democratic candidates could come out on top and be the two candidates in a solid Republican district. That's the fun in the top two primary. You really don't know which way it's going to go. So you'll have to check those races in Washington out on election night because they can get pretty fun. And as always, if you are willing to learn more about elections in your area, be sure to check out politicsone.com as well as ballotpedia.com. And if you're willing to look at recent polls, be sure to check out 538.com. So, those are elections to watch in Michigan, Missouri, and Washington State. And if you're an election junkie like me, I would really check those elections out on August 6th. And as always, I say if you are a registered voter in Michigan, Missouri, Washington State, or, as we mentioned earlier, Kansas or Hawaii, all having primaries this week, I don't care who you vote for, but I do care that you vote, so please do. Thank you for listening to Driscoll's Election Dissection. If you would like to learn more about the show, go online to algirdproductions.com/acrossthecircus and be sure to listen to us on any podcasting form you like. Thank you all for listening, and I will see you all very soon.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode proudly presented by the APNM Group, a subsidiary of Alger Productions, LLC. We strive to produce content that informs, entertains, and adds value to your day. We value your input and would be delighted to hear your thoughts in the comments about this episode. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please engage with us in the comments section or via our social media platforms. Your feedback helps us shape our content and uncover new topics that matter to our listeners. If this episode resonated with you, we kindly ask that you rate and review this show on your preferred podcast platform. Sharing this podcast with friends and family helps us reach more listeners and continue delivering content you enjoy. For more information about the podcast, the host, or our parent company, please visit the link in this episode's description. Also visit us on YouTube and Rumble to see and hear every content produced by Alger Productions. Thank you once again for your time and support. Until next time, stay tuned and stay inspired.